chair. I just would like to have a brief intervention on target setting procedure in Spain, which it's in brief. I will say that this target setting were firstly developed back in 2015, and they have just reviewed and updated in coordination with the Ministry of Health just recently in September this year, and officially notified to the secretariat just a couple of days ago, say. So targets have been updated and streamlined with existing legal obligations, mainly related to the European Drinking Water Directive, which a recast of this directive has been recently passed last 23rd of October. And we are now in the process of transposing it into our legal framework, and includes reviewed quality standards and national additional risk management through the development of water sanitation plans from the catchment to the point of use. These plans are developed with ample consultation with all involved parties. Given that the European legislation aims to protect and achieve a good status of all water, the reduction of the pollution caused by urban wastewater is essential, and river basin management plans, according to Directive 2016 of the European Commission, the Water Framework Directive, include the analysis of pressures and impacts, a status assessment and measures to undertake for achieving environmental objectives. And this is done in my ministry, which is the Ministry for Ecological Transition and the Demographic Challenge, and in particular in the unit of the General Directorate for Water. The compliance with the directive concerning urban wastewater treatment is a basic measure of the river basin management plans, and we have to take into account of the measures in order to protect water from emissions and wastewater from effluents, including urban and industrial. So this process has a wide consultation procedure with all interested parties and to the public. So we have streamlined the targets according to these public participation procedures and also to these new requirements coming from the updating of the legislation. Regarding COVID-19, targets have been taken into account and included in the updating of the document based on a project for microbiological monitoring in wastewater and bathing waters that has been launched as an epidemiological indicator for an early warning system for the detection of SARS-CoV-2 in Spain. This project is developed in coordination with the academia, the wastewater treatment plants operators, the authorities responsible for that, and the Ministry of Health. And the project, which is named after Batar COVID-19, mainly consists of the following elements: selection of sampling points, SARS-CoV-2 monitoring protocol in wastewater and sludge, interlaboratory comparability for SARS-CoV-2 sampling methodologies, and a working group on surveillance in SARS-CoV-2 waters for coordination and data exchange. A debate platform of the Batar COVID-19 project has been also developed. So this is in brief, which is the updating of the target setting procedure in Spain. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Spain, for your intervention, and thank you for informing us of the recent developments and progress made regarding the targets, and congratulations on all the work that you've done. We've taken note of the COVID-19 targets that have